He is often referred to as Jesus, son of Sirach, but usually just as Sirach, which was actually the Greek form of Sirah, his grandfather's Hebrew name. Sirach traveled a lot, but he lived in Jerusalem, where he seems to have been a teacher of the law of Moses. His book, also known by the title Ecclesiasticus, was published there around 180 BC, probably not long before his death. The book was translated by his grandson into Greek in Alexandria, Egypt, and published shortly after 117 BC. Sirach lived his whole life under the rule of the Greek kings of Egypt and Syria. These kings tried to influence everyone in their kingdoms to live like Greeks, and many of the Jewish people were attracted to the teachings of Greek religion and philosophy. One of the main reasons Sirach wrote his book was to show the Jews that continuing to fear the Lord would bring them the best wisdom as well as success and happiness. Preface by the author's grandson. Many great and wise teachings have been handed down to us in the scriptures, that is, in the law, the prophets, and the other writings. We should praise earlier generations of Israel for writing and saving these books. And if you really love to study the scriptures, it is very important for you to be able to explain them to others, whether by talking or by writing. That's why my grandfather, Jesus, studied the scriptures until he became an expert, then wrote this book to help others learn about wisdom. So, if you love to learn, you should study this book, and you will come closer and closer to living as the law requires. But I ask you to read with a good attitude, and not to be critical of my translation. I worked hard at it, so be understanding in those places where it isn't perfect. The meaning of any Hebrew book changes a little when it is translated, whether it is from the law or the prophets, or is one of the other books in the scriptures. I came to Egypt in the 38th year of King Euergetes, and I stayed there for as long as he was king. While I was there, I studied copies of many books, and that's when I realized I should translate this one. Translating carefully takes a lot of hard work, and I spent many sleepless nights before my translation was completed. And now that it is finished, those who live outside of Judea can read this book to learn how best to obey God's law in their own lives. Only the Lord can give wisdom. Chapter 1. Only the Lord can give wisdom, and His wisdom lasts forever. And who but the Lord can count the raindrops, or the days in eternity, or the sand on the seashore? And who else can measure the height of heaven, or the width of the earth, or the depth of the sea? The Lord created wisdom long before anything else. The wisdom in God's commands flows from His word in heaven like streams from a spring. Who can understand the deep thoughts of wisdom, or how clever she is? Can anyone be taught all of her knowledge? Can anyone understand how much she has learned? Only the Lord is that wise. He is fearsome and majestic as He rules from His throne. The Lord created wisdom and watched her grow. Then He gave her to His creation, to every living thing, but especially to those people who love Him. If you fear the Lord, you will be proud of the honors you receive, and you will wear happiness like a crown. And if you fear Him, your life will be long and filled with joy. You will die happy, blessed by the Lord on the day of your death. Respect and obey the Lord. That's where wisdom begins. And she will stay with faithful people from the day of their birth. She has lived among us humans since the beginning of time, and she will never desert our descendants. Respect and obey the Lord. This is complete wisdom. Be drunk on the wine of wisdom, and let her fill your house and your barns with the harvest she brings. Wisdom will give you respect for the Lord to be worn like a crown woven from the flowers of peace and good health. Hold on to wisdom, and she will honor you by sending knowledge and complete understanding like showers of rain. Wisdom is like a tree. At its root is respect for the Lord, and its branches represent a long lifetime. Fear of the Lord forces sin and anger out of your life. It is never right to be angry without a good reason, because anger will start you down the path to disaster. Just be patient and stay calm until your anger fades. Then, when the time is right, you can speak, and others will tell of your good sense. Be faithful to the Lord. Wisdom collects wise sayings, but faithfulness to God is disgusting to a sinner. If you want lots of wisdom from the Lord, then obey His commands. Respect and obey the Lord, and you will learn wisdom. Be faithful and humble, and He will be pleased. Faithfully obey the Lord, and worship Him with all your heart. Others are watching you, so be careful. Don't say one thing and then do something else. If you boast and then fail, you will be disgraced. And if you only pretend to worship the Lord, He will bring you down and show everyone that you are a fake. Be faithful when tested. Chapter 2. Students, if you decide to worship and obey the Lord, be ready to face problems. Have firm self-control, and don't act too quickly if trouble strikes. Don't turn from the Lord, but be faithful. That's the way to succeed. Accept everything that happens. Be patient if others humiliate you. Humiliation tests people as a furnace tests gold. The Lord will give His help if you depend only on Him and do right. If you fear the Lord and are patient, He will show you mercy. But if you turn away, you will fall. Put your trust in Him and He will reward you. Don't give up hoping for good things like mercy and a life full of joy. Look at past generations. Did the Lord desert those people who trusted and feared Him? Or did He fail to answer those who asked Him for help? The Lord is kind and shows mercy by forgiving our sins and rescuing us from trouble. But the Lord will send trouble if you don't have the courage to be faithful and to stay away from sin. If you are too afraid to put your trust in Him, He will not protect you when problems come. And if you give up, you will be in for trouble when the Lord decides to judge your life. If you love the Lord and respect Him, you will obey His commands. You will try to please Him and to be completely faithful to His law. If you fear the Lord, you will prepare yourself to worship Him with humility. We pray, Lord, that You will decide our future. You are as merciful as You are majestic. So don't leave our fate in human hands. Respect for Parents. Chapter 3. Students, I have been like a father to you, and you will be safe if you do what I say. The Lord has told children to honor and obey their parents. If you honor your father, your sins will be forgiven. Show respect to your mother, and you will be truly rich. Honor your father, then your own children will make you happy, and God will hear them when they pray. If you want to live a long time, then you must obey the Lord by respecting your parents. Serve them as if you were their slave. If you speak to your father with respect and do what he asks, he will bless you, and your own family will have success. But if your mother places a curse on you, your family will face ruin. You cannot get respect by disgracing your parents. What brings honor to them also brings honor to you. Help your father as he grows old. Try not to upset him. And when you are strong, but his mind is fading, don't make fun. Instead, be patient. God sees your kindness, and right away some of your sins will be forgiven. And if you later have troubles because of your sins, they will all melt away in the warmth of your kindness like frost in the sunshine. But abandoning your father or making your mother angry is as bad as cursing the Lord. And so he will curse you. Students, be humble in your work, and you will be loved by God's people. The more powerful you are, the more humble you must be if you want the Lord to be kind to you. Many people are important and famous, but God gives his secrets only to the humble. God is extremely powerful, and he will accept praise only from those who are not proud. Don't try to learn things you cannot understand. Instead, think about God's law, and don't worry about secrets God keeps to himself. He has already shown you matters beyond understanding, and anything more is none of your business. Proud thoughts have led many to turn from following God, and evil ideas have ruined the way they think. Without eyes, you cannot see, and without gaining knowledge, you can never get wisdom. If you are stubborn, you will end up in trouble, and if you love danger, it will kill you someday. Those who are stubborn are burdened with suffering, and sinners carry a heavy load of sins. Evil has taken root inside the arrogant, and so when disaster strikes, they cannot be rescued. The wise always try to listen, and they will pay attention to a wise saying. Money given to the poor brings forgiveness for sins, just as water puts out a fire. If you think that in the future you might ever need help, then repay other people now when they do favors for you. Chapter 4. Students, if the poor work for you, don't cheat on their wages, but pay them right away. Don't disappoint the hungry or upset the needy. And if they are upset already, don't make things worse by being slow in giving them what they need. When people ask for help, don't turn them down. And if others are in need, don't turn away. If you pretend not to notice, they will have good reason to curse you. And if their curses flow from hearts you made bitter, God the Creator will hear them and do what they ask. Be friendly to everyone in the community, and show proper respect to the town leaders. When the poor greet you, be polite and greet them in return. Rescue everyone who suffers from injustice. Have the courage to make the right decisions. Provide for orphans and widows as if they were your own children or wife. Then you will be a true child of God Most High, and He will love you more than your own mother does. If you study wisdom, you will become her child, and she will help you be successful. If you love life and want to find happiness, love wisdom enough to get up early and study. Hold tightly to her. You will receive glory, and the Lord will bless everyone around you. To obey her is to worship the Holy Lord God. And if you love wisdom, the Lord will love you. Pay attention and obey wisdom. You will live in safety and even rule nations. Remain faithful to her, and she will belong to you and your descendants. At first, wisdom will test you with her commands, and you will walk in fear along twisting pathways. Her discipline will bring suffering until you are truly faithful. But then she will return straight to you, bringing happiness and telling her secrets. But if you wander away, she will let you go off to your doom. Be on your guard against evil, but use every opportunity for doing good. And don't be ashamed of who you are. To be ashamed of your sins leads to forgiveness and honor. But some other kinds of shame are sins themselves. If you play favorites or let bullies push you around, you will get hurt. If you can make things right by speaking up, then do so. Don't let the opinions of others make you hide your wisdom. If your wisdom and knowledge are to make any difference, you will have to speak. Don't ever try to make the truth seem false, but always be humble about things you don't know. Don't try to hide your sins from God. It would be easier to stop a river from flowing. Never promise to obey a fool, and don't play favorites while a ruler is watching. And even if you risk your life fighting for truth, the Lord God will be there fighting by your side. Don't be arrogant in what you say, or slow and weak in what you do. When you are at home, don't be fierce as a lion or suspicious of servants. Don't hold out your hand when it's time to receive, then close your fist when it's time to give. Chapter 5. Don't trust your wealth and say, "I don't need anyone's help. I'm strong and smart enough to get anything I want, and no one has the power to make me obey." Talk like that, and God will punish you. And don't reply, "I sinned, but God didn't punish me." God was being patient. Never be so sure of His forgiveness that you keep on sinning and say, "God is very kind, and He will forgive me, even though I sin a lot." Yes, God is kind, but He also gets angry and punishes sinners. Turn back to the Lord now. Don't wait until tomorrow. If He gets angry, He will quickly punish you with death. And wealth, gotten by cheating, won't save you from disaster. Not every wind is good for blowing away husks from threshed grain, and not every path leads where you want to go. But sinners will say anything to get what they want. Stand up for what you believe. And don't change what you say from one time to the next. Be willing to listen to anyone, but think before you answer. Then speak up if you know what to say, and if not, just keep quiet. Your words can bring you honor, but they can also cause your ruin and disgrace. When you speak, don't tear others down or try to make them say something wrong. You would receive severe punishment, far worse than the shame felt by thieves. So don't make big mistakes or even little ones that turn you into an enemy instead of a friend. Chapter 6. A reputation for being dishonest will bring you nothing but shame and insults. Don't fall under the power of evil desires. They are burning flames that will destroy you, and you will be left to wither like a tree with burned leaves and scorched fruit. Evil desires will destroy you, and your enemies will laugh. If you speak pleasantly and politely, you will make friends and be welcome anywhere. Be friendly with everyone, but only listen to advice from those few you can trust. Make sure they are true friends before you trust them, because some will be friendly when everything is fine, but they won't help when you have trouble. If you argue with other friends, they will become enemies and tell about the argument so you will look bad. Still others will come to dinner, but not to help if you have trouble. In good times, they will be so close that your servants will have to obey them. But if you lose your wealth, they will disappear. Keep your distance from enemies and don't be fooled by false friends. Loyal friends will protect you with all their strength and are worth more than any other treasure. They are even like medicine that can save your life. And here's how you can have such loyal friends. Obey the Lord and choose friends who also obey Him. Students, be disciplined and learn wisdom when you are young. And as your hair turns gray, she will never desert you. Learning wisdom isn't so hard. It's like plowing a little and planting a few seeds, then a short time later, eating food from the harvest. But to those who are fools or have no discipline, the job will seem too great, and they will give up. When wisdom tests them, they will toss her aside, as if she were a stone too heavy to carry. Wisdom is hidden from most people, just as her name suggests. Pay attention, students. Don't reject my advice. Become a slave to wisdom, with her chains fastened around your neck and feet. Carry her on your shoulders, and don't let those chains make you angry. Make up your mind to follow and stay close to wisdom wherever she goes. Search, and you will find her. Once she is yours, hold her tightly. Then she will give you a peaceful and happy life. Her chains on your feet will become your protection, and those on your neck will turn into a royal robe, decorated with gold jewelry and tied with a purple cord. You will wear wisdom like a beautiful robe or like a crown at a victory celebration. Students, you are able to discipline yourself and learn wisdom. Just put your mind to it. Do you love to listen? That's all it really takes to gain wisdom. Spend time with older people and stay close to those who are wise. When godly people speak, pay attention, and memorize every wise saying you hear. If you know smart people, Visit them whenever you can until their welcome mat wears thin from your feet. Never stop considering God's laws and commands, and He will strengthen your mind with the wisdom you want. Chapter 7. If you don't do evil, then evil cannot harm you. Always be fair with others, and injustice will stay away from you. But those who farm the fields of injustice will harvest 7 times more than they plant. Don't ask the Lord to make you a leader, and don't ask the king to give you honor. Don't try to impress the Lord with your goodness or to show off your wisdom in front of the king. Don't seek to be a judge unless you have the strength to do away with injustice. And if you don't have courage to stand up to the powerful, you will ruin your good name. Don't disgrace yourself by sinning against your community. You won't escape punishment if you commit a sin even once, much less twice. And do not think that God Most High will pardon you just because you have offered a lot of sacrifices. Don't let anything discourage you from praying or giving to the poor. God can take away your success as easily as He gave it. So do not make fun of anyone who is bitter from suffering. Do not tell lies to a relative or a friend or anyone else. No good ever comes from telling lies. In a town council meeting, don't talk too much. And in your prayers, don't repeat the same things over and over again. Enjoy all kinds of hard work, especially farming, because God Most High created it. Do not join others in sinning. Just think of how quickly God can punish. So be as humble as you can, because those who are ungodly will be eaten by worms and burned by fire. Don't betray a friend for money or a relative for pure gold. If your wife is wise and good and gracious, she is more valuable than gold. So do not divorce her. If your workers or slaves work hard and well, don't mistreat them. If you have wise slaves, love them as much as you love yourself and set them free when you are supposed to. If you have cattle, give them good care and keep them as long as they bring you a profit. While your children are young, teach them to obey you. Do not let a daughter always have her own way, but protect her from men. Finding a husband for her is important, but be certain to find one who is wise. Don't divorce your wife if she pleases you, but if you can't stand her, then don't trust her. Honor your father with all your heart, and remember that your birth gave your mother great pain. How can you ever repay them for the gift of life? Fear the Lord with all that you are, and respect His priests. Put all your strength into loving your Creator, and be sure that His servants make a good living. Fear the Lord and honor His priests with what He has commanded. Bring them the first part of your harvest and the sacrifice to make things right. Give them the shoulders from other sacrifices and all offerings and holy food dedicated to the Lord. The Lord will give you complete success if you give to the poor. So be generous to everyone, especially to those whose loved ones have died. Go to see them and weep as they mourn. If you visit the sick, everyone will love you. You can keep from sinning by always reminding yourself that you will someday die. chapter 8. Don't fight those in power if you have no chance to win. Don't argue with those who have plenty of gold. They will drag you down by bribing others or by persuading the king to see things their way. And arguing with those who talk too much is like piling more wood on a fire. Don't laugh at those who are crude unless you want to hear them insult your ancestors. If people are trying to stop committing sins, don't make them feel guilty. Remember that we all deserve to be punished for our sins. Don't dishonor old people. The rest of us are getting older, too. Never be happy when someone dies. Remember, all of us must die someday. When wise people speak, pay attention, then study what they have said. You will learn discipline and how to serve those in power. Listen when old people tell you what they learned from their ancestors. Then you will understand how to give the best answer when one is needed. Don't encourage sinners to sin. They might blaze up like a fire and you would get burned. Don't argue with the arrogant. They will try to turn your own words against you. Never lend to someone who is stronger than you. If you make such a loan, don't count on being repaid. Don't ever guarantee a loan for more than you can afford. And don't be surprised if you have to repay a loan you guaranteed. Never sue judges. Their influence is so great that they will always win. Don't travel with those who like danger. They will do what they please and cause you problems, and their foolishness might get you killed. Don't start a fight with hot-tempered people. They don't care who they kill, so don't travel with them along deserted roads where you would be helpless if they attacked. Fools can't keep a secret, so don't ask them for advice. And when strangers are around, don't do anything that you want kept secret. You never know who they might tell. Do not discuss with just anyone what you really think, and don't let others do favors for you. Advice for Men. Chapter 9. Love your wife, but don't act jealous. That will only invite her to hurt you. If you let yourself fall under the spell of a woman, she will walk all over you. You had best stay away from an immoral woman, or you will be caught in her traps. Do not spend too much time with a woman who sings to entertain men. She can use many tricks to take control of you. Do not gaze too long at a virgin. If you talk her into having sex, you will have to pay a fine and marry her. Don't let yourself be controlled by a desire for prostitutes, or you will lose everything that you inherited. So don't look for them. Stay off the lonely streets where they are found. Don't stare at a married woman with a beautiful figure. A woman's beauty can set men on fire and has led many astray. Never have dinner or drinks with someone else's wife. To fall in love with her is to fall to your death. Looking for happiness. Don't desert old friends. Like bottles of aged wine, they bring cheer more than new ones. Don't be jealous of sinners who receive praise. You never can tell how their life will end. Don't look for happiness where ungodly people do. You know they won't always get away with their sins. Stay away from those who are able to kill you, and you won't live in fear of death. To be near them is to walk through a field full of traps or across a ledge high on the city walls. Make one false step, and your life is over. Do your best to know your close neighbors, but only ask the wise ones for advice. Speak with the wise about the law of God Most High. Ask godly people over for dinner and be proud that you fear the Lord. Leaders. Craftsmen receive praise if their work shows skill, and the leaders of a nation will be honored for wise words. But loud, reckless leaders are hated and feared. Chapter 10. A wise judge teaches the laws to the people, and a smart ruler gets things organized. The people of a town and its lower officials usually follow the example set by the judges and rulers. A stupid king destroys his nation, but a city grows if its leaders can rule well. The Lord controls all authorities on earth, and he appoints the best rulers for each situation and time. God alone gives the success that brings honor to those who write the laws. Why are we humans so proud? When neighbors harm you, don't be angry or proud. The Lord and all people hate pride and become angry at injustice. A wealthy and arrogant nation that fails to show justice will soon be conquered. Why are we humans so proud? We are only dust and ashes, and we easily lose our health and strength. A long illness mocks the skill of physicians, and even a king can die without warning. Then, after our death, our bodies are eaten by wild animals and maggots and worms. We humans start to be arrogant when our hearts turn away from the Lord our Creator. Sins are the source of pride, and if we hold on to it, our lives will be flooded with more disgusting sins. So the Lord destroys the proud by punishing them with disasters they never dreamed possible. He removes powerful rulers, replacing them with the humble. When God decides to give land to a humble nation, he pulls up others by the roots and plows through their fields until nothing remains. The Lord destroys some of them so completely that no one remembers they ever lived. When the Lord created humans, he did not intend for us to be proud and angry. We deserve honor only when we fear the Lord. But we should not be honored if we break his laws. A family should give honor to its leader, but God honors all who fear him. He accepts them, but he rejects those who are proud and stubborn. Fearing the Lord is something to be proud of, whether you are poor or rich and famous, a Jew or a Gentile. Don't look down on those who are wise but poor, and don't honor sinners. Honor always comes to judges and people in power, but anyone who fears the Lord is even more deserving. So, if you are smart, you will understand when you see a master serving a wise servant. Don't spend your time thinking of ways to avoid work, and don't pretend to be well off if you are short of money. It's better to work and have more than enough than to boast and go hungry. Students, be humble, but remember to have proper self-esteem. Who will think you are innocent if you call yourself guilty? And who will give you honor if you refuse to respect yourself? The poor receive honor if they are educated, while the wealthy are praised because they have money. So when the poor become rich, they will be praised more. But the disgrace of the wealthy will become much worse if they lose their money. Chapter 11. Those in power always make room for someone wise and humble. Do not praise or despise anyone on the basis of their looks. The honeybee is very small, but it makes the sweetest food. Don't boast about your clothes or act important when you are honored. Only the Lord does things truly worthy of praise, but he keeps them hidden from our sight. Kings often lose their power to those who had seemed to be nobodies, while honored rulers are captured and disgraced. All things come from the Lord. Find out the truth before you criticize. Don't interrupt others. Hear them out. Then give your answer. If it's none of your business, then don't argue with them. And stay away from sinners when they discuss what to do. Students, don't let yourself become too busy. If you do, you will sin and not find success or escape trouble. Some people work all day long as hard as they can, but they keep getting poorer. Others are poor and weak. They work slowly and always need help. But the Lord shows kindness, and to everyone's surprise, he lifts them from poverty and gives them honor. All things, whether good or bad, come from the Lord. He gives life and riches, or takes them away. The Lord gives wisdom by teaching us to understand his law. He helps us love each other and do right. Sinners are dishonest and live in darkness, proud of their evil from the day they are born, and so evil will stay with them until the day they die. But the Lord gives success to his faithful people and blesses them with gifts that last forever. You can become rich if you work hard and never spend any money, but then what? When you finally retire to enjoy what you own, you soon may die, and then your wealth will belong to others. When you agree to do work, stay busy and don't quit. Don't be surprised at what sinners do. Trust the Lord and keep working, because he can make you rich in a moment's time. Suddenly he will reward you and bless you with prosperity if you are faithful to him. So don't say, "I already have everything I need. What more could the Lord do for me? Nothing can harm me now." When people are well off, they never mention how needy they once were. And when they have trouble, the good times are forgotten. But at the end of life, the Lord will pay us back for what we have done. Pleasant memories fade after an hour of pain. But the way that you lived is made clear by how you die and by what kind of children you leave behind. So don't praise anyone until they are dead. Be careful. Don't let just anyone come to your house. Dishonest people will trick you, as bird hunters use decoys to trap quails. They watch you like spies, waiting for some mistake or for a chance to make your good deeds seem evil. One spark can start a fire, and one sinner's evil plan can end in murder. Watch out for the schemes of those who do evil, or they may ruin your good name. And if you let foreigners come to live in your home, they will cause trouble and persuade you to accept their customs and gods. Do good to those who deserve it. Chapter 12. Do good to those who deserve it, and they will thank you. Be kind to the godly, and they, or God Most High, will reward you. But you will have no success if you keep doing evil and refuse to give to the poor. Help those who are humble and faithful to God, but don't help the ungodly. If you give food to sinners, they will become strong and overpower you. Do a good deed for them, and they will reward you by wronging you twice. But God Most High hates ungodly sinners and will punish them. Yes, give to good people, not to sinners. True friends. In hard times, you will discover your true friends and your real enemies. Even your enemies act friendly when you are well off, but only true friends stay when trouble strikes. Never trust your enemies. Their evil will attack you like rust eating away at an unpolished mirror. So be on guard against them, even if they bow down and act humble. Don't make them your partners, or they will push you aside and take over. Then you will know I was right, and you will feel the sting of my words. If you try to charm snakes or to tame wild animals, who will take pity when you get bitten? In the same way, no one will take pity if you are friendly with sinners and start sinning yourself. Enemies act loyal for a while, but they won't stand by you when you need help. They tell you how much they want to be your friends, all the while plotting to put you in your grave. They weep when you are sad, but they will try to kill you the first chance they get. If you are struck by disaster, they pretend to help, but pull you down instead. Then they laugh and sneer, making vulgar hand signs, showing what kind of friends they really are. Staying Humble. Chapter 13. Can you stay humble if your friends are proud? Only if you can handle tar and stay clean. And watch out if your friends are rich and powerful. You cannot match their strength, and you might be crushed just like a clay jar struck by an iron pan. The rich oppress and insult the poor, then demand an apology. The rich will try to use you, but if you need help, don't bother to ask. When they come to visit you, they will soak up what little you have. If they need your help, they smile and act kind and even ask how they can be of service. But don't be fooled. It's all lies. They will invite you to dinner, but in the long run, you'll pay three times what it cost. And when you have nothing left, they will laugh and sneer and keep their distance. So be smart and careful, not deceived and humiliated. Important people will want you around if you don't try too hard to be their friend. Push yourself on them, and you will face rejection. Act cold, and they will forget that you are alive. Don't try to be their equal or trust them when they have long talks with you. They are smiling, but you are being tested. Those who tell secrets are cruel and would just as soon hurt you or send you to prison. Be careful. Don't risk disaster by sharing your secrets. Wake up and pay attention. Every day of your life, love the Lord and pray that He will protect you. Animals and people love their own kind. Wolves and lambs have about as much in common as sinners and God's people. Hyenas and dogs are natural enemies, just like the poor and the rich. Desert lions will always feast on wild donkeys, and the rich will gobble down the needy. The rich and proud consider the poor and humble to be disgusting. The rich and the poor. When the rich start to stumble, their friends lend a hand. But let the poor fall down, and their friends pretend not to know them. When the rich are in trouble, many will offer to help and will even make excuses when the rich insult them. But let the poor get in trouble, and all they get is criticism, even if they speak wisely. When the rich speak, everyone listens with great respect. But if the poor speak, everyone asks, just who do they think they are? And if the poor start to trip, people give them a push. It's good to have wealth if you got it honestly. But don't be ungodly and claim that being poor is evil. Be good to yourself. With one look at your face, anyone can see if you are happy or sad. A smile shows you are happy, and a tired look may mean you have been trying too hard to think up a proverb. Chapter 14. You will be happiest if you keep from sinning and saying stupid things, and if you have no reason to feel guilty and have not given up hope. What's the use of being rich if you don't enjoy spending money on yourself? Are you just saving it so others can live in luxury after you are dead and gone? Those who refuse to enjoy a few things money can buy probably won't give much to someone in need. They spend nothing and punish themselves with the greatest misery. If they do a good deed, it is only by accident, and the end of their life shows how evil they were. They pretended not to notice others in need. They were never happy with their own fair share, and by taking what belonged to others, their souls shriveled away. They wouldn't even give their families enough to eat. Be good to yourself according to what you have, and be generous in your giving to the Lord. You cannot know the time for you to die, and when it arrives, death will not wait. So now is the time to help your friends with generous gifts. Every day you should enjoy the good things you want, because after you are gone, others will divide up everything you worked so hard to get. Give and accept gifts and treat yourself well, because there is nothing good in the world of the dead. Every living creature wears out like old clothes and obeys the ancient law that says, "You will die." Generations pass away, and others are born to take their place, just as new leaves on a tall tree replace those that fall. Everything you ever made will someday turn to dust. Then even the memory of you will disappear. Search for wisdom. Wisdom always blesses those who learn how to reason by thinking about her. They consider what wisdom has done and the secrets she knows. They wait for her like hunters along a path. Then they follow her home, where they peek through the windows and listen at the door. They set up camp so close to her house that their tent pegs are hammered into its walls. There is no better place to live than in her home. Like a shade tree, she protects the children of her followers from the heat, and they live in a place of great beauty. Chapter 15. If you fear the Lord and obey His law, you will find wisdom when you search. She will care for you like your own mother and welcome you as a bride welcomes her husband. And instead of something to eat and drink, she will give you wisdom and understanding. You can depend on her to keep you from disgrace. She will tell you what to say, and you will be honored because of your wise speeches in town meetings. Your life will be happy, and you will be remembered for all time. But fools and sinners will never find wisdom. She won't come near the proud or enter the mind of a liar. That's why the Lord refuses to accept praise from sinners. Only the wise can offer acceptable praise. Choosing how to live. The Lord hates it when you say that He forced you to sin. And He doesn't like sinners, so don't claim He tempted you to become one. The Lord and all who fear Him hate disgusting sins. The Lord created us humans, and from the very beginning He gave us the ability to choose how we will live. You are able to obey His law if you really want to, and you can please Him by being faithful. Life and death are as different as fire and water, and the Lord will give you whichever you choose. The Lord is extremely wise and tremendously powerful. He can see all things, every deed that we do, and if we fear Him, He will watch over us. He has neither commanded nor given permission for anyone to be evil or to sin. Children, Chapter 16. Ungodly children are worthless and are nothing to desire or to celebrate. You can have lots of children, but they will bring joy only if they fear the Lord. Having lots of ungodly children won't help you in old age. You will outlive them all. One good child, or even no children at all, is better than 1,000 who are ungodly. A family that disobeys the law can make a city a ghost town, but one smart person can fill an empty city with people. Mercy and punishment. Here are but a few of the important things I have seen and heard. If a small group of sinners sets the Lord's anger ablaze, then it will be worse by far if a whole nation is sinful. Long ago, the Lord refused to forgive the mighty giants who rebelled against Him, and He so hated the arrogance of the people of Sodom that He destroyed them. They were doomed because of their sins, and the Lord showed no mercy as He swept them away. Nor did He have pity on 600,000 stubborn Assyrian soldiers who attacked His people. Even if only one person refused to obey the Lord, I would be surprised if He did not punish that one. The Lord loves to show mercy and to use His mighty power to forgive His people. But when His anger overflows against sinners, He uses that same power to punish them. Everyone will receive either mercy or punishment as each deserves. The Lord refuses to let sinners profit from their crimes, and He will reward His people if they patiently wait. He remembers every good deed and gives everyone what they deserve. The Lord wanted everyone to know His mighty power, so He put a stubborn heart in the king of Egypt. But the Lord also wants everyone to know about His mercy, So he separated those who have his light from those who remain in darkness. Foolish thoughts. Never say to yourself, "The Lord cannot see me. He doesn't even know my name. There are just too many people for him to keep me in mind." One glance from him causes quaking and shaking in the earth and the sky, in the highest heaven and the deepest sea, in the mountains and the foundations of the earth. But no human can understand how his mighty power works. Most of what God does cannot be seen, just like the wind in a violent storm. So who will tell him when I do what is right, and who has the patience to wait for him to keep his promises? That is how fools speak. They cannot think straight and have no understanding. The Lord created the world. Listen, students, pay attention and you will learn. I will train you and tell you exactly what I know. In the beginning, when the Lord created the world, he gave each thing its proper place. He designed the forces of nature to last for all time. They never tire or get hungry or stop working. They don't get in the way of each other, and they will never disobey him. After God created the earth, he looked it over and filled it with creatures that were good. Animals of all kinds covered the ground, and when they die, they return to it. Chapter 17. The Lord created us humans from the soil, and he makes us return there when we die. Our lives are short.